And thank you for joining us tonight on News Nation Prime. I'm Marnie Hughes.
And I'm Rob Nelson. Mounting pressure tonight for New York Governor Andrew Cuomo as one of the former aides accusing him of inappropriate behavior sits down one-on-one with News Nation. Annalise is one of five women who have come forward with allegations of sexual harassment and misconduct.
And it comes as one of the top state Republicans announces an impeachment resolution against the governor, and two high-ranking state Democrats say he should resign. But not everyone agrees. 21 women in the state assembly are asking their colleagues to let the investigation play out first. Meantime, Governor Cuomo has denied some of the allegations, saying on Sunday he will not quit and will have to be impeached if lawmakers want him out. Tonight, Annalise says her experience with one of the most powerful men in American politics today shows a pattern. News Nation reporter Adam Chodak is live in Rochester tonight with this exclusive report.
Marnie and Rob, Annalise now works for Monroe County here in New York, but 6 years ago she worked for Governor Cuomo's office, and she said that she would come into frequent contact with the governor. She says she's now speaking out, telling her story, because she says her story, alongside the sexual harassment allegations from other former Cuomo aides, they tell a pattern. They show a culture, not just in Governor Cuomo's office, but Albany in general. And she says that her interactions with the governor might not actually amount to sexual harassment, but she did call them inappropriate. For example, she says Governor Cuomo at one point kissed her hand, called her sweetheart, and asked at one point if she had a boyfriend. And during the interview, she pointed to a framed photo of her and the governor behind her, and she said this.
He approached me and hugged me, kissed me on the cheek, put his hand around my waist, and we took that picture together. And at the time, I thought that was wonderful, and everybody was talking about it, and, oh, the governor likes you, and he thinks you're cute. I felt like a little bit objectified and not seen as a professional person.
What did you think of his apology?
Last week I thought was tone deaf and disrespectful. The press conference took place, and he went on for over a half hour about COVID, and then the elephant in the room was Lindsay and Charlotte's allegations, and he, I think, reluctantly responded to those questions and characterized Lindsay's and Charlotte's experiences as they're just a couple of young, you know, 20-somethings or 30-somethings who got a kiss on the cheek, and they're calling it sexual harassment, and that's just how I am. I'm the governor, and I'm photographed hugging people, kissing people all over the place. That's who I am. And I thought that was, he was trying to force the narrative into, oh, this is just about a couple of woke millennial women who are taking advantage of the Me Too movement to call out the governor for their own gain, which was not the case.
I reached out to the governor's office this morning asking them if they wanted to respond to Annalise's story. They sent me this statement, quote, "Reporters and photographers have covered the governor for 14 years, watching him kiss men and women and posing for pictures. At the public open house mansion reception, there are hundreds of people and he poses for hundreds of pictures. That's what people in politics do." During the interview with Annalise, I brought up the claim that this is part of a coordinated attack. She said that's absolutely not true and resembles a QAnon conspiracy theater. Reporting live from Rochester, Adam Chodak, News Nation.
And Assembly Republicans are circulating articles of impeachment, as we said, for support, but the party is outnumbered in both houses of the legislature, meaning the proposal at this point is a long shot. No governor has been impeached since Rod Blagojevich in Illinois in 2009.